The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Well, maybe you'll be luckier than me, and you'll find somebody to love. Good morning. Here's Dino with Piscopo. Dino with Giuseppe on AM 970, The Answer. What did I tell you yesterday? Not to worry about a thing. Did I not say that? Non ti preoccupare, right? Right? Everything's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about a thing. And sure enough, the president came out and made a speech yesterday and said, look, peace is the best. You know, the first thing he said was Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. And that was great. And he laid down the edict right there. But then he went on to say, we want peace. We want peace. And we're willing to work with the Iranians. And we know. And I don't know, even though I think the Joint Chiefs said that they did try to, when they lobbed those missiles onto the base in Iraq, the American base in Iraq, you know, they did try to kill us. I don't know. I tend to think that that was just a show so they could lie to their people and say we killed 13 Americans, because that went on within Iraq. That's what they told their people. And now maybe this is the only way you could deal with these people. It's tough, like the president did. I really think so. So we're okay. Everybody was worried. Everybody's got to just stand down. And you know, the one thing I got to tell you that really showed me that the president's on the right track, because the squad came out yesterday. Oy, with these people. God, you know, with Ilhan Omar, Tlaib, and AOC. I mean, I just wish they would just go home or do something to help their communities. They do nothing to help their communities. Whether, you know, Ilhan Omar would help the homeless in her community. She does not. She doesn't do anything to help her community, nor does Tlaib and AOC with the crime that's going on in her community as well. Yet they go out and they went up against the president. And and Ilhan Omar does that dramatic talk like she's Queen Ilhan, you know. The president scares me. And she's got that affectation in her voice that really, and I'm trying to be nice here. But the fact of the matter is, when they come out and they go against President Trump, I know that I'm right in believing in President Trump. Really, it makes it feel, I was right then. Why? Because the squad came out against the president. And they are anti-American, they are anti-Semitic, they are anti-Israel. And what the heck they're doing in the House of Representatives, I have no idea how people voted for these people. Anyway, so that I know. Hey, it's law, but on to more positive things if I can. It's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So to all the officers, all the men and women of the NYPD that listen every morning, we love you. We appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. I don't know how you do it, man. I'm a man and to a woman, I don't know how you they do it in the NYPD, in the city of New York. It is tough. Politically, it's impossible. You're not getting paid enough. You should be paid what they're paid out in Long Island, what they're paid in New Jersey, what they're paid in cities around the country. And yet you put your lives on the line, so thank you. And if you walk by an officer today, please say thank you for your service, all right? And to the New Jersey State Troopers, New York State Troopers, Connecticut, whoever you go past law enforcement, please say thank you. I'm telling you, with this bail reform nonsense and that Governor Cuomo did his state of state, and he never mentioned bail reform. They don't even know. Does he not know that there's going to be anarchy in the streets if not for law enforcement? And by the way, if not for law enforcement within the most stressed areas of the United States, in the inner cities, man, when there's a domestic violence call or if there's a problem and there's a young single mom in trouble, she calls the police. The cops are there in those areas, yet they're vilified on a national stage. So this is the day we say thanks to law enforcement, okay? And we have Commissioner Bill Bratton on, Executive Chairman, with Teneo Risk, a former commissioner of the NYPD, LAPD, Boston. I mean, this is a law enforcement legend, and Commissioner Bratton, he will join us today. Also, we have Arthur Idella. Now, Arthur's been all over the news with this Weinstein case. Arthur is kind enough to join us right here on the radio. We appreciate that very, very much. Got to tell you, everybody's tugging at Arthur. What's going on with this case? What's going to happen in this case? And now that the jury selection is in place, I believe Arthur will join us. Kieran Lawler will join us as well, State Assemblyman and a United States Marine. Thank you very much. John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, will be talking about security around the world. So we got a lot to get into. Oh, and then Eileen Fisher. You don't want to miss Eileen at the 9 o'clock hour. Try to lighten it up a little bit. She does a great show that's like a big hit on this radio station called Heart Match Me. It's on AM 970, The Answer, and it's Sunday nights at 5 p.m. And she came, remember she came in as a guest? Frankie brought her in as a guest. And I go, and then she starts up. Oh my God, I get so embarrassed. But she has a hit show on the radio, Eileen does. So we welcome Eileen in the 9 o'clock hour. And you always at 877-970-2999. So just on the news before I go to the fellas, President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down after launching more than a dozen missiles. This is the big story at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces, addressing the nation from the White House. By the way, let me stop right there. The greatest entrance I've ever seen in entrance history was the president at this press conference yesterday. The greatest single entrance. I tweeted it out at Jersey Joe Piscopo, JRZY Joe Piscopo. Come join the small Twitter army that we have. But I'll tell you what, it was great. It was brilliant. And I got, there's so much more to get into. And it was a great press conference, and the president was great. But the entrance, oh my Lord, you have to see the picture. And then I'm going to ask Kara, our social media genius at the station, to show you the video. Right when he opens up, they had the double doors. I think it was outside the East Room. Yeah, outside the East Room, as I'm trying to get my White House bearings. And then the doors were closed, two beautiful double doors, presidential seal above. Right? Podium, presidential seal on the podium. Then all the doors open. The beautiful, those wood doors, you know, all shiny and polished. And they open up. And then the military all comes out, you know, General Milley and everybody, they all come out. And they all stand, and Vice President Pence and Martin Esper, Defense Secretary, right? And they're all standing there. And then the president comes in. They should have had music, man. That was the only thing, is music. The only other great entrance aside from that, the other, was the president at the Republican National Convention. If you remember that, when he came out with the smoke and it looked like a WWE, you know, it looked like something that you would get from the wrestling, those big crazy wrestling matches, and the smoke, and he came out. That was brilliant as well. But this last night, and you can't tell me that the president didn't plan this. So now he's going to talk about it's one of his most important press conferences ever. And he goes, here's the entrance. And does he tell everybody about military first, and then I'm going to come out, because there was a light. There was a God light, forgive me, light behind him that really gave an aura to the president as he walked. It was genius. genius. And I'm telling you, this is why the enemies of the president just don't like him, because he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows how to portray it. He's on every single little detail. This was great. You have to see it. I have the still at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, J-R-Z-Y Joe Piscopo. But I'll ask Kara to put the video together, because as he came out, the doors miraculously closed behind him. And then he went into the press conference. It was just so well done. I you know what a little show business in Washington. Lord knows we could use it. But back to business. Addressing the nation from the White House, the president said an early warning system worked very well. He confirmed that no Americans were harmed. The president did not threaten any retaliatory strikes against Iran, but he noted the reach and strength of the U.S. military. Iran's attacks followed the recent U.S. airstrike that killed that top Iranian military leader in Iraq. So, and he defended that U.S. action, and he said that Soleimani was drenched in American and Iranian blood. And it's so true. I mean, I don't think we have any idea. But there's a lot to get into this morning. And we're going to, and you could always call, and we want you to join us at 877-970-2999. And then we'll talk about Governor Cuomo's address and everything else. But I want you just to please stand down and just, it's okay. We got this. We got this. It's all right. You got somebody in charge. And I don't, whether you agree with the president or not, I watched Geraldo on Martha yesterday, and Martha and Geraldo said, no, I don't think the president should have done this. And I understand that criticism. And by the way, these are criticisms that are just. When someone says the president shouldn't have taken out the guy, you shouldn't, you know, hit that hornet's nest. It's only going to be, okay, let's talk about it. That call and tell and say something about it. But what I can't stand is this, when they have that, what they call the Donald Trump derangement syndrome, and they just go after the president and they impeach the president for absolutely nothing. That's some sick stuff. That's sick stuff. You know how Nancy Pelosi's been? Something's wrong. They are so deranged. Adam Schiff is there's something wrong with him. And I say that in a nice way. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler's just hanging on, man. He's just a puppet, I understand, of the powers that be, whether it's George Soros or whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whatever it's be. And this ain't no right-wing speech. This is just an objective overview. That whole impeachment, the Mueller probe, you forget about the Mueller probe. You forget about Roger Stone still is facing 20 years in prison. You forget about now General Flynn. Now the DOJ goes, oh, yeah, well, General Flynn should serve 6 months. For what again? For what? For what? For you lying? For you trapping a man who gave 30 years of his life to military service to the United States of America? That's scary stuff. That's derangement. And when you see them impeach the president on nothing, and they went through with it, you know, and watching AOC and watching those people, in my opinion, have mental issues. That's the only thing you could say. So you have to just go onward, wish them the very best, but avoid them at all costs and vote completely the other way, you know? But a legitimate argument is you shouldn't be anywhere near Iran. You shouldn't go after them. And the argument is just, and let's have that discussion, because that's a legitimate criticism of President Trump's actions. I could understand that. You know, I think you got to shut them down. This guy's a killer. He killed over 600 servicemen and women. You forget. And all I keep thinking about is you're driving, your son, your daughter, your brother, your husband is in a Humvee going, and all that explosion, and your ears are ringing, and they're knocked out, and then they're without a limb. They have a gash in their head, like I see some of these catastrophically wounded warriors that I see when I go and I help out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, this great foundation reaching out to veterans. And I see these, and I see them, and they're blown up. That's Soleimani, man. That's Soleimani. And I like when the president goes after these animals that cause it. Don't tell me that this guy was okay. And I think it's the only language that they understand. But you know what? We're open to suggestion. We're open to an objective kind of discussion here. The one thing before we break, I don't like when there's fight within, when there's a fight within. Like when I tell you about the NYPD, I don't like when the union goes after, the commissioner, which happened. We ran into that, and they start attacking each other publicly. You can't. You got to keep it within your family, man. Yeah, that's family. And then that's what they want. They want to create a divide. It's like us who believe in the country, who believe in God, who believe in family, who believe in country. You can't, they're going to try to divide us. And it's for their own power and control. And they have no soul. A lot of those folks have no soul. They don't care what we believe. They don't, there's no God. There's no country. You can't, you got to, no, that's people with no soul. You and I, they will try to divide us, so our family has to stick together. What Senator Mike Lee did from Utah, Republican senator, and he goes on television, and he says that was the worst. They did an intelligence briefing, you know, for some members of the Senate, and he said it's the worst briefing he's had. He goes publicly. You don't go publicly, Mike Lee. What was that? He's from Utah. What happened? Did Mitt Romney influence this guy? He goes up against the, this is the worst. This is the worst briefing I've ever had. It sounds to me like he's jealous. You know, he sounded to me like a little spoiled brat. That's the way Mike Lee sounded yesterday, going after the president. He did. He sounded like, well, I wasn't included. I wasn't told. That's exactly what I read on that. You're within the family. You gotta, that's the one thing about the Democrats. They stick together. They threaten. That's why I always appreciate Jeff Van Drew, who stepped away. You know, he's down the second down there. Now he's a Republican down in South Jersey. He stepped away. But the Democrats, for the most part, stick together. If you go off and you say something, we're going to bury you. Oh, my gosh. It's scary, right? Right? How'd you like Pelosi coming after you? Oh, my gosh. But you can't step away. And what Mike Lee did yesterday, it just undermined the president. People around the world are watching. We have to unify as a country. And the senator was so wrong. Senator Lee was wrong. And I like this guy. And it was wrong what he did. It was childish and it was wrong. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Going to the guys in a second. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, Joe? Everything good. Going smoothly?
Yes. I was with the kids. The kids have a little cold, so I did a doctor run yesterday.
Okay.
So it was nice. I thought that the doctors, and it was, they just had minor colds, thank God. But everybody's sick, and they had to stay home from school. So I got the note. I took the kids. Aww. We weighed the kids. They're still my little kids, you know. And then and then the doctor said, you know, my son does comedy. And I, oh, thank you, doc.
Oh. Okay.
if you see him out there, I swear to God.
That happens a lot. People want the connection,
I said, did you get the antibiotics for the kids? Did you write the note for the kids? Okay, let's talk about your son. Sure. Sure. Put him on the radio show. I don't care, doc. That's great. I thought he was great. I was very impressed, actually. He was a great guy. The doctor's a great guy. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
And his son in comedy doing very well. A young guy doing comedy. I said,
That's great.
I said, bring him on the radio. You write that note for my kids, man. You on the radio.
Bring him on.
And that is that payola? I don't know. Maybe payola. I don't know. I did pay for the doctor visit.
Then it's not payola then. By the way, do you think it's tougher for comedians nowadays because of everything being so sensitive?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
You got to be careful.
Just,
you know.
You can't say
no.
Certain things.
Oh my God! It was so much easier in the old days. It really was. Yeah, I watch my. I'm always doing. If I do a political event or I do a corporate event, you're very, very careful. You got to be careful because there's always somebody who goes, "Oh my gosh," you know. But unless you're on the radio show, then we say what the heck we want on this show.
Exactly. Anything goes. Anything goes.
It's so true. 22 minutes past 6 o'clock. Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
And good morning, Joe Piscopo. Let's go out to the Saw Mill heading southbound at Executive Boulevard into Yonkers. It's an accident there. And traffic is moving slowly over on 95, the New England Thruway South, getting down toward exit 15 into New Rochelle. It's an accident over there as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound heading out toward Jericho Turnpike. More volume out by Casino Boulevard. Wanton northbound at Old Country Road. Watch out for a crash there as well. We're still seeing this problem on the Deegan ramps to the Cross Bronx still blocked. It's cleanup from an accident that happened last night at 6. They're still working on that. And over on the westbound belt, that ramp to the Van Wyck, it's an accident right on the ramp. Hudson River crossings about 15 minutes in across the board. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 34. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Are you curious about investing on your own? Ready to take a small step to make that happen? I want to invite you to join Tradeway for a powerful two-day event called Step One Start Your Journey, where you'll gain a strong foundation for how to trade in the stock market. You'll leave the event equipped with the knowledge, support, and confidence it takes to start trading on your own. And you don't need any previous experience to take this class. Come learn incredible techniques for how to protect your retirement and savings and see the potential for earning higher returns than your financial advisor. What if this two-day class changed everything for your family? Come give it a try. It's a great step towards reaching your biggest goals.
Join us January 31st and February 1st at the beautiful Courtyard by Marriott in Edgewater, New Jersey. Just steps away from the sweeping views of the New York City skyline with convenient access to the Port Imperial Ferry Terminal. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug. Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, we are up and we are at them. It's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. Love to have you with us. It is January 9th, 2020. And are you ready to start this new year right with Retro Fitness? Come on, I got the best deal for you. The best deal. Listen, you have to get real at Retro Fitness. And now, never before, we have this BOGO deal, and it's not buy one, get one. I don't mean buy one, get. I mean buy one, give one. How cool is this? That's right. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. Unlike other gyms, we have created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says. You buy an annual membership and give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and can access any of our gyms around the country. Of course, we'd love you to come to Flemington, New Jersey, Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. Hey, call today. Speak to Stacy, okay? She's my business a gal pal down there in Flemington, doing a great job. This is a great gym. I'm so proud of it, you know? And I'm proud to tell you about it. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. If you're driving, just remember retrofitness.com, and then you punch in Flemington, New Jersey, okay? Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Ah, now we're getting started. Here we go. Here we go, baby.
I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970. The Answer. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house. Hello, Frankie.
Hello, Joe. Good morning. I am doing great.
Big Al Gattulo's in the house. Law Enforcement Day. Law Enforcement Day. We have to celebrate. It's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So to all the men and women in law enforcement around the country. And as you listen, our buddy Steve from the LAPD and the New Jersey State Troopers, and certainly the NYPD and everybody in between, and in federal law enforcement, thank you. We thank you. And if you walk past an officer, it's okay to say thank you for your service. When they're out there in the freezing cold and they have an automatic weapon looking out for you and they have a helmet on, they've got a bulletproof vest, you say thank you to these warriors keeping us safe, certainly in the great city of New York and all around the United States of America. Frankie Five Boroughs, it looks like we've stood down. Do we stand? We have a standing down with the Iran situation and the president. First of all, this is great. But did you see the entrance of the president?
I did. Very impressive. Very theatrical.
Come on. Now, tell me, do you think And I know there's so many more things of substance that we could talk about, you know. But what do you think that actually he says, okay, here's what we got to do. Okay, I want you to go in first, and then you stand, and then the general stand at attention, and then the doors swing open, and the aura is behind me. Do you think he actually says that? Somebody's got to give directions, am I right?
I think he is his own best choreographer, that is for sure.
I tell you, it was brilliant. Can we get Kara to maybe do a video? Did she get the video? I should send it to you, right?
Yeah, if you send it to her, she'll post it. Absolutely.
I found it. I think I found it somewhere. That'll be great. We appreciate it. Hey, Joe on the radio, and you know, Kieran Lawler is going to join us momentarily. Commissioner Bill Bratton, very excited to tell you about on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. A legend in law enforcement, he will be with us. And Arthur Idala. Now, tell me about the case, the Weinstein case, Frankie, that they are trying to replace the judge. Is that what Arthur's trying to do?
Well, I mean, I'll let him. I haven't been attending, so I'll defer to Arthur in terms of whatever he wants to say about the case. But that's what published reports are. There's some allegations that maybe the judge is a bit biased. There are also attempts to move the venue for the L.A. case that's involving Harvey Weinstein to another jurisdiction. But apparently they're having a heck of a hard time picking a jury because there's been so much media coverage of the case, almost all of it portraying Weinstein negatively. So we'll see how much of a challenge that is going forward.
It's too bad they didn't pick me to be on the jury. I have to go to jury duty in 2 weeks.
You got it out?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have.
No.
I've avoided going to jury duty. Actually, no. I shouldn't say that. I've been called once. For a jury in New Jersey, and I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to go in.
Yeah.
But the last time I deferred it because of my cancer, and now it's come back around. Oh, so
the cancer card is great. You got to play that.
That's fantastic. I can't do it now. But here's the thing.
I think I got a pain in my.
But here's why the state of New Jersey is a little screwed up. Right.
Yeah.
They sent me the jury summons, and they told me to report to court on January 20th. Well, January 20th is Martin Luther King. It's a federal holiday. Courts are closed.
Well, are the state's courts closed as well?
I believe so. I don't believe that I'm going to get called the first day, and the likelihood, because it's a Monday, the likelihood of getting called the second day is very slim.
Well,
usually
good.
So I will keep everybody informed.
All you got to say is I support President Trump. They'll never pick you on
the jury. No, what do you mean? I'm a news guy. I know every one of these stories. They're all guilty.
I know. But it could be a civil case. They could call you for a civil case.
I don't care. They're guilty. Yeah. Whoever it is, they're guilty.
Right, well,
pay him.
I think you should really try and take your oath as a juror seriously. The whole system relies upon serious, deliberative jurors.
Real quick.
And if the juries are only composed
Frank's
of people that aren't... Well, you interrupted Joe and I talking about the Weinstein case, so turnabout is fair play. But if the juries are only composed of people
that aren't bright enough to get out of jury duty, I don't have anger.
I think that's
a real shame. The country doesn't ask a lot of you. They ask that you register for selective service.
Yeah.
Pay taxes and serve for jury duty. That's it.
So real quick, I served on a jury once in Staten Island when I was still living in New York, right? And it was a drug case, and I'm on the jury, and these two guys come in, and one was you could tell he was very apologetic, didn't want to be there. You know, he was trying to, you know, obviously he was trying to be not convicted.
He was the
right?
potential the guy accused of being a drug dealer.
Yes, there were two of them. Okay. There were two of them. The second guy sat there like smug as could be, like, yeah, it's not a problem. I'm going to get off this and that. So immediately I'm thinking they're guilty. A guilty is sin. I don't care what evidence they present this and that.
Yeah,
we
spent
a week and a half listening to testimony.
Oh,
and then at the very end of it, they plea bargained. So they wasted a week and a half of my time.
I agree. And you got to give a call. People will call because Frank always says it's your duty to serve. It's your duty to serve. I think there should be professional jurors that know the game inside out and backwards. You know, I don't know. I don't want, when I got called, I go, oh my gosh. And fortunately, the days, how does that work, Frank? They just, if they don't end up calling you, then you're off the hook, correct?
Right. You're good for, in New York, I don't know the law in Jersey, but in New York, you're good for about, I think 6 or 7 years for the state system and 3 years under the federal system.
Tom, can you get me off the hook for old times' sake?
Honestly, most people I know who've dreaded jury duty and then end up serving, they learn a lot from the experience. They meet some interesting people.
Whoa.
And it's essential to the justice system. It's absolutely essential.
The good news is here we get paid. So you have a bank of jury duty
well,
hours.
Well, not for only up to I think only up to 4 days.
You mean because your employer has to pay you, correct?
Well, they don't.
In New York, if you work for a company that has more than 40 employees, then they have to pay you.
Wait, whoa. But if you work for a small company, you don't get paid in New York, but they will pay the criminals that get out on the streets for free. Okay.
Right. Oh yeah, tickets to a Mets game. Why not? I'll do it. Sure.
It's so true.
Can I get box seats?
You ever notice all those of us to really just work for a living and work so hard and pay our taxes that struggle to make it through all this avalanche of taxes in New York and New Jersey, and we're the last people that they think about.
That's why it's jury duty. It's not jury fun. Right. It's not jury recess. It's jury duty. There was a time when the country...
Maybe I can get a gig entertaining a jury.
The country used to mandate people to serve in the military and go and fight in wars and die. Nobody's asking anybody to do that now.
Joe in the jury room would be great. He starts telling jokes. He sings a song. You know, keeps
everybody
you?
Where are you from? And now the end is near.
How you doing, Lyndon? What's going on, Elizabeth? How you doing, Newark? Here it is.
And then they'll say, listen. So I check Facebook. I never check Facebook. I don't have Christmas gifts to worry about. The holidays are long gone. I got to get my lights down and that sort of thing. But I'm telling you, I'm saying, I feel the relief. And I'm just going to gear up. Now we have a lot going on in the fall. Then we're going to Italy. So there's a lot to talk about, right? So I say, let me get to Facebook because I have like 1,000 messages literally on Facebook that and I like to answer personally. So, and now you go to Facebook and then you go to messages. And it's so clumsy on Facebook. It's like you go there, then you have to go to messages. Then you got to get your message. Then you got to call the messages up and individually have to. It's just clumsy. So that's why I prefer Twitter's just quicker, you know. So now I'm answering messages on Facebook, and I'm getting back to this person, getting back to that person. Thank you. Appreciate it. And everybody's so nice. Then one person says to me, I swear to God, I said it to Al and I said it to Frank. They said, you were great in The Irishman.
Oh, that's great.
They
that's
did not.
That's great.
Are you kidding me?
No, she thought I was Joe Pesci. You were great in The Irishman. I go, thank you. It was great working with Bobby and Al and Marty. It was just great. Thank
Sebastian
you very much.
Scalco, great time.
No. What was I going to say? You know,
say that's not me.
Marty talked me into it, and I didn't want to do it.
Thank you
very much. I'm hoping I can get the Academy Award. I'm really ticked off at Ricky Gervais for making fun of me. I mean, you know, you get adult. I could have done the whole thing. You were great in The Irishman. Hey, we got to go to news, but I want to acknowledge Buck Henry. He died at 89. He's a screenwriter, brilliant, brilliant Buck Henry, 2-time Oscar nominee. He wrote The Graduate, man. Remember in The Graduate when Dustin Hoffman comes in and rings the bell? He rings the bell, and there was the guy behind the desk.
Are you here for an affair, sir?
Yeah. Exactly. That is Buck Henry. That's one of the great screen performances, not to mention the great performance by Dustin Hoffman, certainly, and Anne Bancroft. But he did What's Up, Doc? He wrote for Get Smart. But I know him from Saturday Night Live. He appeared 10 times and hosted Saturday Night Live and was a legend with the original cast of Saturday Night Live. Buck Henry dead at 89. Rest in peace, Buck. And thanks for the laughs, man. 6:37 right now. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
25 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo laying out his administration's agenda for 2020 in a State of the State address in Albany. He's proposing a number of items focusing on climate change, gun control, school funding, a regional approach to legalizing marijuana, and eliminating the state's law that bans paid surrogacy. Governor Cuomo also discussed several economic policy ideas, including changes to the banking laws, expanding on paid sick leave, and tackling the federal government's cap on state and local tax deductions. Some of the speech's overarching themes included combating anti-Semitic hate crimes, helping the middle class grow, and restoring people's trust in government. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler will join Joe Piscopo at 7:25 to discuss. The MTA pulling nearly 300 newly delivered Bombardier R-179 subway cars from service. Strap hangers say they can live with the decision for now, especially given that officials are citing safety concerns with their door mechanisms. Transit President Andy Byford says there were two recent incidents that raised red flags, so all R-179 cars were removed for inspections and spare cars were deployed. Cars on the AC and J and Z lines are affected, but the MTA says all lines are operating normally except the JZ line, where you may have to wait a little bit longer between trains. In sports, Knicks go 0-4 on their road trip, losing to the Jazz last night, 128-104, as you heard on our sister station, WMCA. Seton Hall now 3-0 in Big East play after beating Xavier 83-71, while here on The Answer, St. John's lost to Georgetown 87-66. And the Giants now officially entering the Joe Judge era. The newly hired head coach will be meeting with the press today at 2 p.m. for the first time since joining the organization. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Looks like that accident over on the Deegan ramps to the Cross Bronx, that accident finally cleared. We're still seeing a lot of volume, though, on the Deegan southbound this morning, getting down toward Fordham Road. Over on Avenue A at 7th Street, watch out for some ongoing police department activity. Westbound belt, that ramp to the Van Wyck, an accident reported there as well. We're seeing some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head to 95, the New England Thruway south, getting down toward exit 15 in New Rochelle. That's a collision to deal with. And over on 9 southbound in Poughkeepsie, getting reports of a collision over there as well. Inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Traffic is moving slowly as you head out to 57 in Hackettstown. It's an accident getting out toward the area of Mountain Avenue. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. And the Garden State Parkway northbound at 123, disabled vehicle in the express lanes. Checking in on the forecast, sun today, high of 34, clouds tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, great new hotel. I love telling you about it. I'm a hotel guy, as you know. And you know, I have my ups and downs at hotels. Found a great hotel downtown. It's called AC Hotel New York Downtown. Has everything you'd want when spending the day or a few nights in the Big Apple. It's right there, 151 Maiden Lane, situated at the center of bustling downtown Manhattan. It's where the station is, you know. It's right where you want to be. Just a stone's throw away from Wall Street, from the New York Stock Exchange, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, you know, the One World Observatory, and Pier 17 at South Street Seaport. It's right there. AC Hotel New York Downtown, it's called. It's a perfect hotel for the out-of-towner, native New Yorker. That you get wireless internet access, valet parking, hello, buffet breakfast, business center, on-site fitness center, great fitness center. And they got areas where you could sit. Like, I went in there the other day, I went to the bar. And there was a bar, yeah, the bar there. And I said, could you make me a little dinner, make me a little something? And they made the best little chicken avocado thing. They made it special for me right there. You know, you can't get that service anymore at a hotel. Well, you can at the AC Hotel New York Downtown. You got to check this out. I want to give special thanks to the director of sales and marketing, Robert Klein. Not the Robert Klein that you know, the entertainer, comedian, but Robert Klein. He's a great guy. And he's running a great, great place over there, the AC Hotel, New York Downtown. I invite you to call 212-742-1900. It's 212-742-1900. If you put in AC Hotel, New York, it'll Google right there, AC Hotel, New York Downtown. Make the most of your time in the greatest city in the world with AC Hotel, New York Downtown.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains Trump's plan.
Let me assure you that he has a plan, and there is a doctrine. The doctrine starts with a very simple rule, and it's a very endearing one. If you live in the swamp or have worked in the swamp, the first rule of what Donald Trump is doing right now is there are no sacred cows.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
We love Connors and Sullivan. And you know, Mike Connors, we love. You're going to love Michael's, another Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, Michael's of Brooklyn. When you think of outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. They're the best when it comes to their pasta sauce, which they make right there. Four huge 80-gallon kettles. And they put the label. I'm such a geek. When I went out there, I saw Fred and Johnny. And Marianne and Michael, and we were all out of Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, by the way. You're going to love it. The cuisine is great. The ambiance is great. The authentic Italian heritage history is right there at Michael's of Brooklyn where it started, you know? And I said to Fred, can I see how you make the sauce? And Fred said, all right. He rolls his eyes. Come on, Joe. And I went down. They make this. How cool is it that you get the best sauce in a jar in America, and it's right there in Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, and then it's shipped around. And I know you're listening in Texas and South Carolina. I get Little Rock, Arkansas, Nashville. I get Texas and messages. Good Michael's of Brooklyn is great. Check it out on your supermarket shelves. But if you're in Connecticut, you're in Jersey, you're in New York, you really, really got to make it a point to go to Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn and check out one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on this Thursday, January 9th, 2020, 6:45 in the morning. With Frankie Fiveboroughs Morano and Al Gattulo, Debbie's on the roads for you. Bill Bratton, the law enforcement legend, on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day will join us. And I understand our boss, kind enough to step into the studio. Jerry Crowley is the radio legend, living legend, Jerry Crowley, joining us this early in the morning. Jerry, what are you doing here, man?
First of all, 6 years, you finally got it right, living legend. It's amazing. So, speaking of which, your partner in Retro Fitness, yeah. Stacy, the beautiful Stacy, came to see me, brought to me by the equally beautiful Mary Papuyu. Yeah. And
it's a rough day you had.
I did have a rough day. Wait, it gets better. It gets better. So I enjoyed the conversation with Stacy. Very smart. You got a great partner. Do you ever partner with anybody that's not beautiful, Joe?
No. Sorry, boss. I wanted you to meet her. She's a smart gal. She's the brains in the outfit, as you can well imagine. So, and she has it. And Retro Fitness in Flemington is great. And I'm just excited she came to the station. And Mary's done a great job running that. So, you had a nice chat with her.
Well,
did you?
I did have a nice chat. And then last night, I finished up with an equally beautiful woman, a big fan of yours, Margo Castamatidis. And her husband, John, and we had dinner at the National Law Enforcement Foundation Memorial.
That's a great organization.
Margo wanted me to make sure that I came on, although you just said it without any prompting, that today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. But the Castamatidis, and you know this better than anybody, Al, Frank, and Joe, you guys all know this. Yeah. They do more. We left the show last night here, Cats at Night at 6, and we got to the dinner uptown at 6:35. They never stop. I think the power behind that, and John, I hope, doesn't get mad at me, but the power behind that is it's always the woman, and she is she's terrific, and she keeps it going. And so it's a shout-out to you guys from them last night at dinner. That's all I wanted to say.
You know, John and Margo are so great, and I appreciate it to you, Jerry. I got to thank you on the air. First of all, we're bringing us here. When I talked to Dr. Rock, and we're going to have a little – by the way, boss, I'm going to have a little celebration. We're going to go to the AC Hotel. We're going to have a nice celebration, and Rock and I want to say thank you, because Rock brought me over here, and then you, Jerry, said, I want Piscopo on the air, and then you went to Salem, and they went, what? You said, this is the guy, and Phil Boyce walked me through, Joe, I got you, come on under my wing, and I'll walk you through this, and we're into our seventh year, boss, which is unbelievable, but John and Margo have been there from day one, and for you to introduce me to this great couple, we've become very, very close, dear friends, and I appreciate that very much, and they back law enforcement like nobody else.
Yep.
John comes from another country as a kid, he comes from Greece to America, it's the epitome of the American success story, but you know what, Jerry, they appreciate this greatness of this country, you know? Always supporting law enforcement, so appreciate you saying
Don't you wish every American had the passion for this country?
Thank you.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they do.
And it is. And it is. And you know what? You judge a guy by his beautiful bride, and Margot is such they're a great team. You and me, we're single, and that could tell a lot of people about what we are.
Something wrong there. All right.
We don't want to talk about the dinner where you and I. We put all the dirty laundry out there. I went,
Let's not do that.
No.
Great day. And on that happy note, I'm going to work. See you later, buddy. Thank you,
boss. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Jerry. Bye. Thanks for everything, man. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. It's so true, though. You know, I always judge a guy by if he's with his great wife and you say, wow, what a nice guy he is, you know. But then I guess if the guy's single and been through a couple wives, how do you judge that person? Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you. You know, don't be judgmental, Debbie. That's really what the story is, right?
You never know. Yeah, you never know what's going on, you know. You know, look at Frank and Elle. They have lovely wives.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
They both pick beautiful wives. So, you know, they have.
I've had a couple of very lovely wives.
You've had three. Two and a half.
And by the way, Debbie, he tries to get me divorced on a semi-weekly basis. So
yeah, he does. That's me talking about your platonic friends all the time. Are they really platonic friends, Al?
All of that. And they're beautiful people. Beautiful
people. I know. I have a lot of platonic friends. I get it. You know, I understand.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And they're all handsome.
They are. I can't help it. I do like to be around handsome men. I can't help it. I admit it. You know,
what you're doing with us, we don't know, but we appreciate it. We're in good company. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 right now on AM 970. The answer is Debbie on the roads for you. Thank you, Debbie.
We have some police department activity as you head to Avenue A, Joe, right by 7th Street. Looks like everything closed, this ongoing investigation over there. Let's go to the West Side Highway South in the 150s. That's an accident to deal with. It's still busy on the Deegan southbound, getting down toward Fordham Road and in toward the Cross Bronx, but that earlier problem finally wrapped up. Let's go to the Bronx River Parkway South into Fordham Road, an accident there as well. It's still busy as you head over to 95, the New England Thruway southbound in toward New Rochelle with a collision by exit 15, and the Sawmill heading south at Executive Boulevard into Yonkers, an accident there as well. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 20, Holland about 20 minutes getting into town. 78, the express lanes west by 1 and 9, an accident in Newark. And on the Garden State Parkway North express lanes at 123, a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know that you own the world's most complex and fantastic chemical laboratory? It's true. When cared for properly, the human body has the potential to heal itself by creating custom-designed medicines for your personal needs with no negative side effects. But your body must have quality raw materials to work with. You must supply these materials from the food you eat. Your body's laboratory is built to run on real food. It will break it down to get the chemicals it needs. For optimal performance, stay away from cheap processed foods. Processed grains, excess sugar, and bad oils will quickly clog up and bog down your body machine. Eat real food, mostly fruits and vegetables in a wide variety of colors and whole grains. These foods are loaded with the natural chemicals your body needs to do its job. Your fantastic laboratory is yours and yours alone. Take responsibility for it. This is Dr. Douglas Howard with your health tip of the week.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Helps one with energy. It's really helped with the pain. I had a radical neck dissection back in 1996, and I'd had some really numbness and some tingling in my face and arm. And since I've been taking Balance of Nature, that has gone away. And that's been part of my life for over 20 years. So that's a pretty big deal. I'm noticeably better and feel better taking it. Wouldn't give it up for anything.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Brisk and cold today. Sunshine this morning mixing with some clouds in the afternoon. The high 34. Increasing clouds tonight. The low 28 to 32. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming much milder in the afternoon with a high of 51. For Saturday, cloudy, breezy, and even milder with a couple of showers around. The high 64. That would break the record of 63 set in 1975. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It is 6:53 in the morning. Hi, Thursday, January 9th, 2020. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. You know, I love telling you about Steve Perillo. I love telling you about the Perillo family. I am proud as an Italian-American to have the iconic Perillo name associated with our program. And a big shout-out to our sales guy, Frankie V, doing a great job. He went to Steve Perillo, said you should be on the Piscopo show. And then Steve said we should go on a Perillo-Piscopo tour, and we did, and it was so successful. It was so warm. It was so wonderful going to the homeland with you, the family, you know, that gathers around our virtual kitchen table every morning. And we had the best time in Italy, and we're doing it again. This time, Easter in Rome. Easter in Rome. And when Steve said Easter in Rome, I went, yeah, that's it. That it's going to be so moving and so beautiful. We had Good Friday as well, and we're going to do a mass together, and we're going to go, and then we go to the Tuscan countryside. We're going to visit Assisi and Florence and Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, just to mention a few. This is going to be a great trip, but we had to cut it off because everybody wants to go, and then everybody who didn't go last time wanted to go now, so that's why I keep telling you about this Perillo Piscopo tour, Easter in Rome. You got to sign up today because January 16th, boom. We can't take any more reservations after January 16th. So please don't delay. Call Janice and the Perillo team. Diana, they're all standing by for you at 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. January 16th. Do not delay. This is Perillo celebrating the 75th year, by the way, in business. It's the Perillo Piscopo Easter in Rome tour. You don't want to miss this. 800-431-1515 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Oh, that's a little noisy, Al. What do you got there? What do you got there, buddy? Come on.
Guns N' Roses.
Do it. Good. Now, big. You know, are they out? Is Axl out there touring still?
No. Huh? They did the one tour.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. He needed to eat a couple of salads. He was very out of shape.
Come on.
No, seriously.
Nice.
Like, he hit that's the buffet, nice. But he hit the buffet bar a few too many times. It's the same thing with Motley Crue is coming back now. They came out of retirement. Wait, they were touring with Def Leppard this summer and all this.
Yeah,
Vince Neil, great guy, but he looks like the snowman that they're fighting in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, Lord. That's not very nice. Now, we wish them all the best, but Axl Rose was like the thinnest person ever on the planet.
I saw him 3 years ago.
But he sounded good, huh?
I'm trying to be nice about it because I think he did do a good job, although they were incredibly late coming to the stage. They were supposed to get on at 9. They didn't come until like 11:30 at night at MetLife. But I will say he did a great job.
Wait. You had to wait. I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz opened, right? So Lenny Kravitz finishes his set at like 8:45, and we had to wait almost 2.5 hours for them to hit the stage. We didn't get home until 2:30 in the morning. I mean,
Frank,
whatever. I don't care.
Would you have waited around for that, Frank? Joe Franklin for 2.5 hours.
But they're notoriously late to hit the stage. But Axl did finish up the rest of AC/DC's tour when Brian Johnson had to go in for an operation with his ear stuff. And from what I've heard from all accounts, he did a fantastic job covering AC/DC.
There you go. All right, there you go, Frank. Everything you wanted to know about music, Frank Morano.
My morning is complete.
Hey, a lot to get into this morning. You know, tutto in ordine. Everything's all right. Don't worry about a thing. Everybody was upset, and, you know, the president did his press conference, and hopefully we could get down to some kind of, initiative in the Middle East where we just, do we get out? Now, Tucker Carlson had a great show last night. As always, Tucker always has a great show on Fox News, and he had a Tulsi Gabbard on, and he was saying, just get out of there. And then Frank just sent me a very interesting article saying the president does watch Tucker, and he does watch Sean, you know, Sean Hannity, and all doing a great job on Fox News. And do they indeed influence the president? And that is that why the president doesn't want to go to war with Iran? I think the, in the president's heart, he doesn't want war. He just wanted to send him a message because they were, the blood on the hands of Soleimani was front and center. And the president had to do something. And I think now we can move out. The question is this that I want to ask next hour. Do we get out? Do we just leave? And do we just abandon Iraq completely and get out of there? 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. Kieran Lawler, he's a Marine. He knows what he's talking about. He'll join us. Commissioner Bill Bratton, Arthur Idala on Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
25 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Queens councilman calling for an investigation into Mayor de Blasio's taxpayer spending during his failed 2020 presidential run. Councilman Robert Holden wants the city's Conflicts of Interest Board to examine the mayor's reportedly $60,000 bill for NYPD security paid for by taxpayers. Holden notes that does not include officer salaries or any overtime that may have occurred. And Holden calls the mayor's actions using city resources outside the Big Apple self-serving, wasteful, arrogant, and an affront to taxpayers. Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick will be playing at Jones Beach on the same bill this summer. Stewart and Cheap Trick, both Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, will hit the stage August 14th. They'll also be playing at the PNC Bank Art Center in Homedale, New Jersey on August 11th. Meantime, Stewart turns 75 years old on Friday.